Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going in Raw News Brief. A bunch of little stories here on News Brief today. So why don't we just go ahead and start off with the first one.
Sure.
A possible WWE champion might be a free agent soon, Larson.
Could be. Might be. Seems like it could happen. So there's already a huge, massive, enormous list of wrestlers who have contracts expiring either heading into 2024 or during 2024. I'm talking about it. MJF, assuming he hadn't signed an extension with AEW already. Rainmaker. Kazuchika Okada.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
We did a whole video over the weekend of wrestlers who could possibly change companies. So be sure to check that out right here.
Yes, please.
On the channel.
Yes,
but there's
please.
One more name, Larson. Seth Rollins.
Yes, current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins. Fightful Select's reporting his contract slated to expire in June of next year. That's 2024. Assuming he actually hits the free agent market, which I'm pessimistic that's going to happen. I would imagine WWE is going to make every effort to lock him up with an extension before that contract expires and he's hitting the free agent market. Even if he does, it's like 2% chance he goes anywhere else. Yeah. He seems to be a WWE lifer.
Yeah, yeah. So his contract's coming up. He's obviously been like WWE's number one fan over the past, like, God, I don't know, since he basically debuted with the company.
Yeah.
He's perpetually in a top spot. Not the top spot. That belongs to Roman Reigns. But
well, I mean, it's the Tribal Chief setup. And who's that for, Steve?
It's literally just for Roman Reigns. Not
and who
for
is
Seth
it not
Rollins.
For?
Definitely not Seth Rollins. But yeah, I mean, so let's come on. Look, we both know he's going to stay. It's silly to suggest otherwise. I know the comments. Just looking at the title and thumbnail alone, the comments are going to be like, that's not even words. It's just the general attitude.
That's, those aren't words.
Right, I know, but
how
that's what they're
that?
Going to be like. Just a bunch of just letters mashed together. It's
right.
Like, you know, yeah. But no, the general idea of that noise is there's no way this would ever happen, so why would anybody entertain the idea? It's just interesting to talk the possibilities. Nobody could offer him anything that WWE couldn't offer him.
No.
But let's entertain the idea.
Entertain the idea. Would it be fun if he went to All Elite Wrestling? I guess. He can have some good matches there. Kenneth Omega have a good match with him. There's a lot of wrestlers you have really good matches with. Go to New Japan, go to be in the G1. That could be fun.
Well, okay. So let's start with AEW. They do, week to week, have some of the best in-ring product.
They do.
On cable television here in the good old US of A.
They do. You can make the case they have the best week-to-week in-ring product.
Right, exactly. I'm not going to say by any stretch of the imagination that he's tapped out of matchups in WWE, but there are a ton of matchups in AEW, should he want them. Tony Khan, I'm sure. I mean, you got to think that Tony Khan, number one, he's like, you know, part of a billionaire family. I'm sure he could match WWE dollar for dollar if he really wanted to.
I mean, apparently he gave Will Ospreay a higher offer than WWE did initially.
Right, exactly. So, like, you know, he could, if WWE, let me ask you this, right? Sure. This is stupid speculation, but this is the fun part of wrestling.
All right.
What's the very top amount WWE would offer Seth Rollins? Let's just talk the money.
I feel like we need some basis. Like we don't know what Roman Reigns makes, right? We have no idea.
Isn't it like in the vicinity of like 5 years, something
sure.
like that?
Sure. All right. Let's set the upper echelon. If that's the Tribal Chief set up his company with $5 million, we don't know if that's accurate. This is just for a basis right. comparison.
Having fun.
Yeah. If the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, gets $5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Four and a half?
Listen, 30 years ago, Jim Carrey was making $20 million a picture, right?
Yeah.
What if Tony Khan offered Seth Rollins $20 million to come to AEW? Would he do it?
I mean, Seth just said he's a really loyal guy, you know? He just said that.
$20 million. Aren't you kind of dumb if you don't take $20 million? Even if you don't need it, even if you're like Dean Ambrose and you're like, I don't need this. What do I need the money for? Even if you don't need it, if somebody's offering you $20 million, aren't you kind of dumb not to take it?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It depends what you prioritize in life. I mean, if he's going to make $4.5 million, maybe $5 million working in a company that he knows through and through.
Yeah, I know all that. But 20,
as opposed to taking
times that
$20 million to go to an unknown situation and be seen as a turncoat. That might affect Seth Rollins. I don't know. I don't know the man.
Generational wealth. God damn it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So yeah, it's silly to think that New Japan couldn't offer $20 million. But you know, again, you know, dream matches there. That sort of buzzes off of New Japan a little bit. That's not even a possibility. Look, none of these are possibilities, but TNA, they seem to have unlimited.
Yeah, you got to take at least 1-0 off that amount. It's not two.
Two? Oh, no, 2 mil. Okay, two. They can afford 2 mil. They could probably afford 2 mil.
I don't know.
They're
going to get it. Apparently, they made Will Ospreay a healthy offer.
They offered CM Punk. I think there was some sort of money deal there for
who
knows, but it's, you know, to work once a month, it's probably like $50,000. Yeah. So anyways, look, obviously he's not going anywhere, but it's fun to talk about it because, I'm sure he'll get plenty of money though. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's actually going to be kind of the interesting thing. Here's two words for you. Favored nations. What if he's like,
that'd
hey, listen,
the way to do it.
I don't know. Look, I'll take the $5 million because we're with Endeavor now and you need a pony up for your world heavyweight champion. Roman can worry about his deal and he worries about his deal. But if anybody else signs for more, if Drew McIntyre gets six all of a sudden, Seth Rollins ain't going to be getting less than him. So you better then up mine.
Yes, to at least match what Drew McIntyre is making.
Right, exactly. See, we could be wrestling.
Plus 10%.
We could be agents. Yeah, plus 10%. Exactly.
Plus 10%.
Yeah. Oh, man. So it looks like he's going to be employed by WWE as a contractor for quite a while. A person who was fired from that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. A person who was released from their duties as a contractor from AEW. Although, if I remember correctly, like there was some speculation out there that he might have had a couple deals, one of which might have been an actual employment deal.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah.
CM Punk, of course, we're talking about Punk. And of course, when we talk about Punk, Larson, we got to talk about Punk Dele. We're going to talk about CM Punk right now. We're going to talk about CM Punk right now. Nothing. Give me nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, wow. I'm not giving you anything here. This is so, wow. I'm jaded to the whole Punk scene, honestly.
Okay. All right. All right. Fine. Fine. Where are your musical loyalties at these days? This Monday.
I've been listening to a lot of Lou Reed's Metal Machine music of late.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Lou Reed, interesting character. Anyways, let's talk about CM Punk on a recent Wrestling Observer Radio. Those other guys, Dave Meltzer, talked about CM Punk's reaction to his being fired by AEW prior to this year's All Out. And he said this. These transcripts come to you via WrestlingNews.co. It's all of two sentences.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't that upset when he was fired. I was told he was not looking to be fired, but he was not all that upset about being fired.
So there's been some speculation, some theories, if you will, on social media that this was all a plan on CM Punk's part to get himself out of his AEW deal so he could return to WWE.
A ruse.
Yeah. I don't put much stock in conspiracy theories. None of that. So I don't put much stock in that one.
Yeah, right.
Especially with this. It's a situation where Punk's like, I mean, based on previous reports, he's like, apparently he told people that he hated it in AEW.
Yeah. He went to an episode of Raw and tried to make amends over there. And then they're like, I don't think you should be here. You still have a contract.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know.
So, but, you know, trying to actively get fired, that's something else entirely, you know.
I think it was just, you know, he looked in his cup to see if he had any more fucks given. Nope. No more fucks in there. No more fucks to give. So, you know, somebody, you know, clowns me live there at Wembley on TV. Well, he's going to get a finger wag. And then if the owner
headlock,
decides
apparently.
And a headlock. And if the owner decides me to pull aside in another room, a lot more worse than that, allegedly. Seemed like it probably wasn't a great environment to be in. Have you ever been in a job that you were just like, I don't care if I get fired? You ever been in that position?
I don't know if there's ever been. I don't know if that's been my sentiment at a job, like, full stop. I know there's been days at jobs where, like, gosh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was relieved of my duties today, I wouldn't be that upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, not to say nobody can fire you out of this one.
No, I mean, no, nobody.
Right.
Like, yeah, nobody can fire me.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, the people can. They better be careful. Don't get canceled. All your conspiracy theory talk, Lars.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope that he just stays happy in WWE. I'm not saying that, you know, some backstage incidents here and there might help us from a business perspective because those look great on a thumbnail. But you know what, man? I like when people are happy and having a good time and crafting some really good premium stories.
Yeah. Well, you know, if CM Punk's involved in some good stuff and you know, that can make for some interesting thumbnails too.
I think that'll make for some good business as well. Yeah. You know, good stories and stuff.
Yeah, good stories will push the business. Look at the Bloodline thing.
Maybe like a bump backstage, like, so, you know, somebody's walking by.
Bump shoulders. Is this an incident? Is this heat between Punk and, I don't know, somebody?
Grayson Waller, right.
Yeah, Grayson Waller.
Mm-hmm.
No, accidental bump. Yeah. Yeah. They high-fived afterwards.
Yeah, whoever it might be, not going to be somebody from currently contracted with MLW because there was, of course, a lawsuit between WWE and MLW. If I'm not mistaken, MLW was suing WWE saying, you guys are like messing with contracts or what was
it was like
about?
They wanted, MLW had a deal with Reels to air their show. and Reels was distributed at one point on Peacock. But then once WWE brought the network over to Peacock, pulled the plug on that, and therefore MLW saying, ah, that's antitrust violation. You're squashing competition.
There you go. There you go. So Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics reported today that WWE had reached a settlement in the antitrust suit filed by MLW in 2022. Details of said settlements not yet disclosed.
No, there's like a bunch of paperwork needs to be filed.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out the nitty-gritty behind that one at some point.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Sometimes there are settlements you reach and they don't publicly release the settlement details, right?
If TKO is a publicly traded company, I would think that that would have to be somewhere
on
the record.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
At least in there, if there's like a settlement where WWE has to like pay them out. Maybe they'll do like a talent trade. Maybe Seth Rollins will show up in MLW. Yeah,
that'll be the deal, huh?
Seth Rollins versus a real one? I'd watch that.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa. Oh, what we have here? What we have here, Lawson? A hater? We got a cup of haters?
Cup of haters?
There you go. So, yeah, like we said, a bunch of small stories. So yeah, let us know what you guys think about all this in the comments below. Be sure to check out our SmackDown / Collision review. It's up right now. We had to do a re-upload because YouTube's doing this thing where when we do a live stream, they didn't really let us monetize the ad revenue in it. Yeah, so we had to re-upload that one. So be sure to check that out. It's fresh on the channel right now. And enjoy Monday Night Raw. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss Monday Night Raw, where we'll see on Punk go. That's a good question for tomorrow. Punk Daily. Here comes Punk Daily.
Oh, gosh. Good.
Come on. There we go. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Punk Daily again. Again. We're going to talk about Punk Daily tomorrow. That's Tuesday.
Filled with sorrow.
Hey, you chipped in. Good job. That's going to do it, everybody. We'll see you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.